This podcast contains strong language and adult humour. Hello, Johnny here. Zoe doesn't know about this bit. Well, she does now, because she can hear it. But this week includes the boyfriend counter. Whenever Zoe says the word boyfriend or makes reference to boyfriend, you'll hear this noise. Hey, count up how many times she says boyfriend. The winner will get a mention on next week's podcast. Yay! Hello!
Hello! The Skype ringtone noise is really annoying.
Oh, what does it do?
It's like bing, 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 bing.
Have they changed
bing,
it?
Bing, bing, for like 5 minutes.
I'm recording, by the way.
So am I. I made sure I pressed record before I started talking.
How are you?
I am excellent, thank you very much. I've been spending lots of time with my nice boyfriend, and that's a thing now, apparently.
Oh, is it official now, is it?
Yeah, that's scary.
Yay!
All right, that was so patronising.
What? No, I didn't mean it to be.
Congratulations, you finally found yourself a man who'll tolerate you. Well done.
Well, no, but, like...
Go on.
It was something that you were trying to do.
I was desperate, yes. Go.
I wasn't trying to say that.
But that's what you were trying to say, so it's fine.
No, I think, you know, you had your mindset on it and then it happened, so that's good.
Yeah, I was desperate and then it happened, so that's great. It's all good. He is a nice man boy. He's very attractive. He's good at the kissing. I might have got a love bite on my face.
On your face?
More specifically, on my lip.
Okay.
Right in the middle of my top lip. Really awkward. I got home, I was like, what is that on my face? I just thought I was drunk, to be honest. I was like, what is that mark on my face? I woke up and was like, oh. I sent him a really angry text as well.
Funnily enough, the music playing in the background right now is Hot Chocolate. It started with a kiss.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
It's really weird how sometimes the songs tally up with what you're saying.
You're welcome to keep this bit in, by the way. This is fine. I've now banned him from doing that anywhere particularly visible. So think on about that. Or don't. Probably don't.
Yeah, don't. Yeah, that's a better idea.
I was really annoyed. At least on your lip, you can kind of cover it up with makeup.
Yeah, I was going to say, could you not pass it as a...
As a new ombre lip trend. I tried to, it didn't work. I had to wear like a claret coloured lipstick. So that was really smooth. Yeah, it's going to be a very different vibe from now on with the podcast.
Okay.
So just, you know, be warned about... You thought it was bad before when I was getting none.
Yeah.
Now I'm getting a bit... It's even worse.
I'm generally an open book also, so...
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah, it's all good. I'm trying to think of other things that maybe we have done this week.
Okay, I'll tell you what is nice about being in a relationship with someone. It's like the little things. Someone being the last person you text at night and the first person you text in the morning, that's really nice. And you don't think about that little thing, you know.
The problem that I have right now... is that Avery's going to Africa for Dig Deep and she's going away for 2 weeks and I've got the boy and I've got Ruby for a week by myself also and she's not going to be here and it's going to be really weird.
I mean, they have phones in Africa.
Well, not up mountains, they don't.
Oh, that's true.
they'd have to literally put a phone mast on top of mountain.
They have satellite phones for that exact purpose.
How is she going to call up on a satellite?
Wow. I was going to say, your headphones aren't playing Satellite of Love, are they?
No.
Oh, that's a shame.
No, actually, it's playing Baby Come Back.
Oh, that's so sad. I've literally given him every opportunity to run away.
Shall we do a podcast?
Yes, please. Like the golden rules of new podcasts, and one of them was don't tell anyone you've done a podcast until you're about 30 episodes in. And I was like, brilliant, nearly there.
What are we on?
Just get on with the podcast.
Shall I do an intro then.
Oh shit, we've not done that yet. Yeah, let's do that.
Hello, I am Johnny Robinson.
And I am Zoe Fell. Good morning, evening, afternoon, night, day to you.
This is the In the... No, it's not the In the Dark podcast.
Mate.
What am I talking about?
Mate.
This is the Frick Up Your Ears podcast. Not the other one.
No, I quit.
Meanwhile, on another tape...
Hello, welcome, and you're listening to the In the Dark podcast. My name is Robin Smith.
I'm Yama Lady Films.
Oh, fuck, I'm on the wrong podcast again.
What?
Well, anyway, no, she's not Robin, she's Zoe Fell.
I'm not Yama either.
I always feel like that I can start doing an impression of Yama's voice and then I don't because I think it sounds terrible.
I think in my head I can do a very good impression of him, but as soon as it starts coming out of my mouth, I can't.
Like, the word I suppose, I think, is in my head when I hear Yama's voice.
Right.
Which is, I suppose.
Stop.
I suppose.
Yama, I'm really sorry about this.
If it doesn't sound anything like him, I'm cutting it out.
No, that's staying in.
Yeah.
No, you will atone for your sins.
All right, I'll keep it in. So yes, it's our podcast where we talk about stuff and... everything but actually nothing, because that's just how we are.
Yeah, we just talk about stuff and then don't.
I guess these.
Oh, that was so gross in my ears.
Sorry.
That was horrible.
It's not like I sneezed in your face.
No, but it's like theatre of the mind. It was in my face. It was horrible. That was so gross.
Up on this week's podcast, as regular, we've got news stories and fact cock as well. Also, hopefully, by the time of recording this, I'd have had a recording from Ruby of Ruby's words of wisdom.
She is the cutest thing I've ever heard. I might have had a little cry because she was so adorable. Talking up brown jelly. It's really cute. She made my heart hurt. It was that cute. Look, I was in actual pain.
Yeah.
It was awful, but great and so cute.
So yeah, that's the point actually. She's coming down this Saturday, which is going to be cool.
That will be cool.
Yeah, I get to watch more How to Train Your Dragon.
Yeah,
because there's different series of it. Yeah. Do you watch CBBC still?
No, because I don't have children.
Doesn't matter.
I have a boyfriend now to keep me occupied. Oh,
yeah, I guess.
Johnny, make sure I'm not this kind of person. That now it's happened, it's all I talk about. Don't let that happen.
Okay.
Please.
I was going to say, first off, like, as far as like CBBC, watch it. Don't worry about if you've got kids or not.
Yeah, but just... I don't necessarily want to watch it. I've got other stuff going on.
It's got dragons. How to Train Your Dragon.
Yeah, all right, but...
And also, the next step, which is slight kind of annoying, but some people might like it if they like pretend reality TV programmes. Horrible Histories as well.
Always good.
But also, the second thing is, your boyfriend might enjoy it anyway, because you know the geeky crap that I'm into?
My boyfriend does cage fighting.
Shall we get on with things?
Might as well.
What?
I said might as well.
Oh, okay.
Your internet is really shit.
It's so shit, I didn't even hear you say what you said. Oh. Well, let's hope that it stays fine. Music that triggers some kind of response. So Zoe, you're going to love this one.
Right, why?
Because it's all about words, which I know you're a big, massive fan of.
I am a very wordy individual.
And these ones are the ones that mainly females find that they don't like.
Oh, okay, I see where this is going.
Experts have revealed exactly which words make women squirm in disgust.
Right, are we going to do this in a Family Fortune style...
Guess which words are on the list.
Right, I can tell you one that's definitely on there. Because it can't not be on the list. Moist.
Yep.
Okay, moist is there.
That tops the list, right, in fact.
Of course it does.
The word with its connotations of oozing bodily fluid were the most unpleasant words and revealed five more words that women find offensive to the ear.
That's so gross.
77% didn't like the word moist.
Stop. I'm genuinely surprised it's not higher than 77%.
Right.
That means 33% of those women are totally fine about it. How can you be fine about that word?
There's even a Facebook group called I Hate the Word Moist, which boasts nearly 7,000 followers.
Again, surprised that's not higher.
They believed it was just the bit at the end. So they thought it was the oist part.
Right. I think the whole word as saying it moist is really weird. I think it's because it is weird to say. You don't get many oist words.
Well, hoist.
Foist. That's what it.
Yeah, I think so.
I think maybe because it's such an unusual word to say, that's why the human ear has trouble with it. Or the brain, rather.
Can you guess what the second word was?
Well, I guess I should really go down my list of words that I hate. Panties. Oh, God.
That's on the list.
Is it really?
Yeah, I think it is in order, actually. That's third.
Okay. At least I know I'm not alone.
So you've got moist and panties.
Oh, God.
Put those both together and it's a mega word.
Oh, that was horrible. Those are kind of my two bugbears, really. I know this. So many people are going to read into like my brain and my psyche with this. Is squirt on the list?
Yes.
I swear I haven't looked at this list.
It's number two.
It's number two. Okay, so wow, yeah. I would do really, really good on Family Fortunes.
There's three more though. Can you guess what they are?
You're sounding a bit Rolf Harris-y now.
Sorry.
That's okay.
See, there's so many jokes I could have made then and didn't.
Yeah, I'm very proud of you.
I'm pleased with myself.
Believe me, so am I. Can I have a clue?
Wings.
Cloaca.
No, what is that?
That is a bird's vagina.
Okay.
Instead of a vagina, a bird has a cloaca.
Right, okay.
You're welcome.
No, it's not that. It's not that.
Wings.
What do wings do?
Oh, is it like flap or flaps?
Flap.
Ugh.
I get weird with the word flaps. Not flap, flaps.
I don't think I've ever heard anyone like seriously use the word flaps in conversation to describe like lady bits. Clearly I'm hanging with the wrong company.
When I was growing up, I know we had the thing of don't be such a fanny flap.
Ooh. What does that even mean?
Vagina flaps.
Okay.
That's sick from the list though. There's two more.
Two more less, well, in theory less popular.
They begin with C, but they're not the obvious.
Okay. Trying to get me to say it, are we?
What, cunt?
Yeah.
No, I know I can get you to say cunt whenever you want to.
All right, Mr. I'm in charge of you. That was like some really weird Derren Brown kind of mind-bending stuff.
Right.
I can get you to say it whenever I want you to say it.
No, because I know it's not a mega issue to you and I...
It's really not.
I wouldn't like... And there's no need to get you to say it, really.
No, because it loses its charm after a while.
The best time to say it is at random.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You know.
But no, it's not that. One of them, actually, I wouldn't necessarily associate.
Oh.
That's the cupboard.
Is it cupboard?
No.
Okay.
When have you ever heard that as a slang term for a vagina? I'm gonna come in your cupboard.
Yeah. Go through the wardrobe to Narnia.
Yeah.
But still not as funny as Call the Rogers last week. Nothing will ever be that funny.
Oh yeah, the Rogers.
Call the Rogers last week. Nothing will ever be as funny as that.
Okay, so shall I give you a clue on one of them?
Yes, please.
One of them begins with ch.
Chuff. Chuff. Chuffing. Chaffinch. Choo choo. This is like when I'm playing catchphrase at home. Charity. I sound insane.
Shall I just give you an easier clue?
Yeah. Yeah.
It means bulky.
All I've got running through my head is chode, and it's definitely not that. Chunky.
Yes.
Oh. I guess it would depend on the context. Because if we're talking like chunky chocolate chips, I'm all in. In ice cream, okay. Why is that funny?
It didn't sound like that when it came across.
Did you think I said chunky chocolate tits?
It sounds like chunky, it sounded like chunky clit tits or something.
And I mean, if you've got a clit tit, you don't want it to be chunky. That's the last thing you want.
But maybe it's the word chunky like
describing a woman as chunky.
I want your flaps to squirt moist panties.
My face is just made the same shape as if you just put a lemon in it. That was actually horrendous. That's the only time I've ever wanted webcam on this podcast. Chunky, I don't have a problem with.
What about, what do you think the last one is? Also a C, and you mentioned lemons.
Citrus.
What's the not jam version of...
Chutney. Marmalade.
Oh, lemon.
Lemon sorbet. Jam. Jelly. Champion.
Lemon champion. When was the last time you had some lemon champion, Zoe?
I think I'm having an actual breakdown.
Sneaking to the back of the shop with your lemon champion. Why aren't you at work, Zoe? I'm busy eating my lemon champion.
Oh, God. Right. Lemon... Curd.
Yeah.
If someone is describing your vaginal secretions as chunky curd, then yeah, you've got a problem.
Or even if it was the case that the curd was the thing that they were trying to get from you.
Yeah, or if you're talking about the scientist that was making the vagina yogurt.
Yeah.
A chunky curd is not what you... Well, it might be what you're looking for, really. I have never used the words chunky and curd before, and I don't think I'm ever going to use them again, if that's all right with you.
That's completely fine with me. I've not any need for you to need to say that to me regularly. So anyway, they're the words anyway. Also as well, for the 22% of people who listed flap as a problem word.
Now you're saying it more, it's worse.
The person, I can't say his name, is like Thibodeau.
Brilliant.
Or Thibodeau. That's the person who was in charge of the
study.
Experiment, the study, yeah. So what he was saying was similarly to the word fap used among younger people to mean masturbation.
I don't like the term fap.
They associate the word with skin flap also.
Ooh.
40% of women didn't like the word curd. They say it's a dirty word. And apparently it's because gross things including turd, crud and curdle.
I don't know how they deal at breakfast time.
Yeah.
I just find that so weird.
Do you want some lemon curd?
Yeah. How weird.
54% was panties.
Ugh. That wasn't a sexy noise, by the way. That was just a noise of pure disgust.
Well, at least it wasn't. They weren't mentioned about the curd in your panties.
Oh, God. I know where you live, Johnny. I will come around and punch you in the face.
So last week we were talking about Kellogg's.
Oh, yeah, we were.
Which is kind of why I picked it, because I was editing it earlier on. So apparently being hungry affects women's arousal, according to a new study. A new study suggests that food can have a major impact on women's arousal, and it's not just oysters.
Okay. So we're not just talking about aphrodisiacs here?
No. Alice Ely, or Ely, it depends if they're saying it like the place Ely, is a researcher from the University of California in San Diego, and she suggests that hunger affects how women respond to romance and arousal, finding that when female participants were hungry, they weren't as responsive to romantic stimuli. So less horngry than hangry.
Right, okay.
Ely and her team of researchers gathered 20 women for the study, half of whom had previously tried to lose weight and half who had never dieted. The women fasted for 8 hours and came into the lab feeling pretty hungry.
8 hours?
Yeah.
That's
not long.
No, it's really not.
But they were hungry anyway, apparently.
Okay.
They were sent to an MRI scanner and shown romantic images like people holding hands and kissing, along with a couple of neutral pictures. The women showed similar levels of brain activation. The researchers gave each of the women a 500 calorie meal replacement shake before putting them back into the scanner.
Oh, how exciting.
This time, they were significantly more responsive to the images, particularly in the case of the women who had previously dieted. Essentially, this means that having a full stomach makes women feel a lot more romantic than they do when they're hungry. And then it says, it makes sense, really, because who's thinking about love and sex when they're in need of a burger? Just pointing out, burgers aren't 500 calories, they're like more like 1,000. Or as Eli puts it, instead of being anxious and annoyed and irritable when you're hungry, once we're sated, we can get on to better things. Is that when they're not hungry?
Yeah.
Is that what that means?
Oh, I heard myself then, that was weird. Yeah, you know, like on Snickers, where it's you're not you when you're hungry? I guess that's maybe what they're going for. I can attest to this. This is probably too much to share. Whoops. I found that I eat super slowly. So if me and my boyfriend go out to eat,
yeah,
he will have... Because I think it's partly because I natter so much, I just don't have time to eat. We went for a very romantic Nando's that first night last week when we spoke about it on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up taking my burger home with me because I just didn't eat it. So we will go out for food and I just won't eat half of it. So we found a way around this.
Right.
Go for an all-you-can-eat buffet, then everyone's happy. So he can go back and get more food while I'm still like on my first plate.
I also am a slow eater.
Right.
Some of that is because of the talking. Some of that also is because I'm just really slow at eating. I started doing it recently as well when Ruby was down.
Right.
Avery had made a dinner and then I just went silent and then there was no talking around the table.
Right.
And then it was like, Ruby was like, it's gone quiet. And I was like, yeah, sorry, I'm just having some food. But like normally I'm the last one to finish, mm-hmm. like all the time. Like even like with family situations or when I'm just eating with Avery and
yeah.
I don't wolf it down.
No,
I can't wolf it down.
I find that study really fascinating because normally I'm like a super quick eater.
Mm.
So clearly there is some truth to that study. So well done, science. Good for you.
Point one.
Gold star.
Is that one done?
I believe so.
That means it's time for fact cock then.
Stop laughing.
I'm not.
You're the worst. Like a German sausage.
When I need information, my one solution is fat cock on this podcast. Yeah, yeah. It is always in this section. Matt Smith usually gets a mention. All the silent listeners listen. Won't you give us some attention?
Do you need it? Do you think it's cocky? Do I make you want a fact? And I'm like, yeah, I like it cause...
Oh, I think that I found myself a great fat cock. I can read it in this bit of the podcast. Johnny, do you have a decent fat cock that you can sing in this extended jingle?
If you walk, can you waddle? Or wash the dishes or like drinking from a bottle? Yeah, yeah. Well, we have all the facts you love, just like fishes in a pond. And all these other facts are tempting. If you're redhead, brown or blonde, then we say, do you need it? Do you think it's cocky? Do I make you want a fact? And I'm like, yeah, I like it cause...
Oh, I think that I found myself a great fat cock. I can read it in this bit of the podcast. Oh, I think that I found myself a great fat cock. I can read it in this bit of the podcast.
Yes!
I went from slightly racist to not at all racist and not actually trying to sing along with the song, really, but...
Okay.
It's fine. What Andy did ask me last week, after last week's podcast, the one that's been released, was, so how much auto-tune's on that? And I said, I do not wish to disclose that, thank you.
Not any auto-tune on it.
Not on that one?
No.
Oh, okay.
Bills.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I haven't got auto-tune.
All right, I was well chuffed with that one. It sounded like not shit.
I'm starting to feel like I need to improve my editing of them.
No, I think it's good. I think it's always a bit fun if they don't sound, like, perfect.
Yeah.
And I know that sounds like me saying it sounds like shit, but it doesn't.
No.
Like, I think if it sounds too polished, then we're trying too hard. I always find it exciting when I'm like, here's a thing. Make it a thing. Yeah. Thanks, Johnny. See you next week.
So, my first fact this week is your eyebrows renew themselves every 64 days.
So that's like every 2 months.
Which is a bit weird, because like people who have really bushy eyebrows, I'm not sure how it works.
Well, I guess the hairs like naturally just fall out, don't they? And what you think is an eyelash may well be a eyebrow hair. I guess with girls, or at least with, you know, me and the company I tend to keep, like we will, like you fill in your eyebrows and you brush through your eyebrows, so that helps to kind of work out any strays or anything. Like, I'm a bit obsessed with eyebrows, not in a healthy way, but normally if I'm watching someone on TV and someone has really shit eyebrows, it's the first thing I'll notice, and it was the only thing I'll notice.
Yeah, it's like, well, that's what I mean by with my dad. My dad's got massive eyebrows.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I'm worried that my eyebrows are going to get like his.
Right. As long as you like trim them and stuff, then it's fine.
Well, I don't trim them, but I do that thing of like when, like I'm doing it now, like you just like softly touch your eyebrow.
Oh, that's gross.
What?
The way you described that was so gross. That was really creepy. That was horrible. Ow. Don't do that again.
I just softly touch my eyebrows while I'm recording the podcast.
Really creepy.
There could be tens of thousands of worse things I could be doing, though. No, you kind of pull on them a little bit. I don't
know. Stop saying words.
Sorry, I won't say any.
It's really creepy.
I was going to say, though, actually, something even more creepier.
Even more creepier is terrible English, by the way.
If you could have a new thing grow on you every 64 days, what would that be? Say if, like, it was the human's natural thing to have that happen.
Right. There's not really anything of me that I want to change much and have regrow. Would it grow back, like you go to sleep on night 64 and then you wake up and it's the old one's fallen off and then the new one's just there?
Yeah.
Or would it be growing underneath it like a snake's new skin?
I'd say not growing underneath it, so it'd be you wake up the next morning and the old one's there and the new one's there as well.
Right, you wouldn't want to like wake up next to someone and like your nose had fallen off and you just had a new nose. That would be terrifying for a new partner. Or any partner. No one would ever get used to that shit. And you can't just disappear on like the 64th night of every 64.
Yeah, like when you're expecting it to happen, you can't just go, oh, I'm going away,
yeah,
going on holiday quickly.
Work late tonight.
Like a Cinderella thing.
Yeah. I honestly don't think there's anything, which I know is a shocker for me. Could I have like self-renewing eyes, which wouldn't need glasses? But I like my glasses, so maybe not. Although that would be terrifying to like blink and your eyes fall out and there are just some new ones in there.
What about your fingernails?
No, I like my nails. Yeah, I can't watch horror films where people do things to fingernails because it makes me feel all really like skeeved out. It's horrible.
I watched this medical thing once. Where a man was doing his washing up with noodles.
Mate, can we not, please? I don't even want you to carry on this story. What would you have?
There was a dream I had a long time ago, which I suppose that's... I regretted saying that because now I have to say
it. Yeah, you do. Welcome to my world, Johnny.
So
the tables really have turned this year, haven't they? I say this year, this series.
So the one that I have, I had this dream about that... I don't know, it's a really weird dream.
Right, before
actually.
You say it, I bet this is super common for people. I bet this is a really super common dream.
The first one was that I had grown extra arms.
Right.
But instead of the other ones coming off, they stayed as well. So I had
extra arms, yeah.
Yeah. Which would be a cool thing, actually. That would be such a cool thing to have in a regular daytime thing.
You'd be really useful in an orgy. I don't know why that was the first thing that came to mind. Carry on.
Well, the man with two cocks.
Yeah, double dick dude.
So, there was that, but also as well, I must have been like 18 or 19 or something. I had this dream of like, I went to sleep and then like I woke up and I had my old testicles and some new ones.
Right.
And they were just a squidgy ball.
Oh.
And the general done thing was to throw it in the bin.
So had the old testicles separated?
Yeah.
Right.
So they were just in their old sack.
Oh, mate. That's gross.
And then the new ones were there already.
Well, I mean, that's good that they got replaced.
the weird thing was, it felt like it wasn't a dream, which was really spooky.
How do you know that the testicles you have now are the same testicles?
I don't.
Exactly.
I don't know. But it was the same time I had the extra arms, so I haven't got the extra arms, so I assume that I haven't got the different testicles.
Yeah, but you don't know that. This might just be a male fact of life that no one's ever told you was real, that you just shed your childhood testicles. Like your milk teeth. They're like... So they're like your milk testicles. Yeah. You all right?
It's just... I think it was just the word.
You put him out for the testicle fairy.
Yeah.
And you get like a five or a ball.
Yeah, okay.
Are you all right?
Yeah, it's fine.
I make myself laugh sometimes, I really do.
I think the word milk testicles kind of caught me unaware. I suppose actually it wouldn't be bad if you had a new set of testicles every 64 days, because you know that they were healthy.
That is true. I mean, don't try and justify this as a thing, because that's going to be very tricky to do.
Have you still got nothing on what you would have then?
No, there's genuinely nothing I can think that... Because, you know, my womb lining renews itself once a month anyway.
Yeah, indeed.
So, I technically already go through that.
Yeah, it wouldn't be much of a different thing, would it? I guess.
No. It's weird when you think that women just bleed once a month and just go, okay, this is totally normal. Get on with my day. Or week. Or however long it goes on for. Not pleasant, that, by the way.
No, I'd imagine it wasn't.
But it's rubbish.
Oh, hang on. Hello. You're right.
My eyebrows do not renew themselves every 64 days.
Well, that's what it says. I was saying about my dad's eyebrows.
His hair's been here for ages.
Some of my eyebrow hairs are quite long.
You've got this bit where your scar is as well, where it's like you've got a mini eyebrow above the other.
Yeah.
Eyebrow.
Yeah, did you know that?
What?
That I've got a mini eyebrow on top of my eyebrow because of a scar that I've got.
I've not really looked at your eyebrows particularly closely. All right, shall I do my first one?
Yes, please.
Okay. You pay to have your star put on the Walk of Fame in Hollywood. It is $30,000 to be precise.
I didn't hear any of that.
Brilliant. That's great. You pay to have your star put on the Walk of Fame in Hollywood. It is $30,000 to be precise. Oh, it's broken again, hasn't it?
Yeah. Do you know what I could? I don't know if it's worth it, though. Go in the living room.
We could try. Obviously, the acoustics will be a bit different, but...
Say that again?
Try it.
Yeah?
See how it goes.
Okay, it might take about 5 minutes.
All right.
Okay, hang on. I'll...
Excuse me. Sorry, Johnny. I think I might have fallen asleep very briefly there, but that's fine.
Oh, okay.
No, I realised, like, my alarm went off at 5:30 this morning, which is an obscene time for that to go off. So do excuse me if I do fall asleep. You pay to have your star put onto the Walk of Fame in Hollywood. It is precisely $30,000. If I had $30,000 just to hand,
yeah,
I'd definitely do that.
Yeah?
Definitely. Because you'd be like, oh, Sylvester Stallone. Oh, another celebrity with their name on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Oh, Zoe Feld. Who is that? And then you just really confuse people.
So you don't have to be an acclaimed famous?
I don't know. Apparently it just... If you... I would assume if you stumped up enough money, you could just have it. I can't believe you're assuming that I will not be an acclaimed famous by this point.
Well, I know we've done less than 30 podcasts, but now I guess, well, you were almost the voice of Helly Beds.
Oh, this is true. Good memory.
See, I've got a good long-term memory. It's the short-term memory I've got problems with. Also, you were gifted and talented in school, so...
To be honest, Johnny, I still am. Shots fired.
That was one of my other news stories is about that, actually.
What?
One of my other news stories is about that.
What, shots fired?
No. About not shots, I mean being smart and whatever.
Also really super modest. That's me.
Well known for your radio show, The Attorneys of Awesome, of course.
Yep, with the best feature ever created, Hippity Hoppity Corner. And This Is My Jam as well. You know, that deserved a radio award for that feature alone. But let's not make this the make Zoe's head as big as possible bit of the podcast. I mean, I'm willing to have this as like a regular feature from now on.
Well, I was going to say, and who could ever forget the wonderful radio drama that I can't remember what the name of, but it was about like farmers or something.
Yeah, it was called... It had a really good pun title. And I can't remember what it was. With the amazing bit of foley of me falling into a slurry pit by putting my face in some yogurt. That might be my finest moment, I think, of all time. But thank you for making me a big Ed. That's nice. That's very nice of you. So thank you. You are also super talented.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
I was going to say, no one ever makes my head big. Wait, no, that sounds wrong.
That really does.
Let's skim over that like a dusty record. Is it my fact now?
Yes, it is your fact now.
Okay. I need to find my fact.
Oh, brilliant.
I need to get my facts straight. Did you see my joke that I made about the farmers yesterday?
I might have done.
On the news yesterday, the report ended with, but will the others follow? Finn, my only audience member, he was going to be bawled over in laughter in what I said afterwards, right. Which was, or will the others follow? And then obviously his reaction was, well, how you would expect from a baby.
Totally nonplussed, didn't care.
So then I decided that I would put it on Facebook, mentioning that I would give it to Facebook so I could milk the joke.
Wonderful.
So there you go. I am a comic genius just being wasted. I'm still trying to find my fact.
That's great.
Okay, so my second fact for today is, it wasn't a news story, it was a fact. And it nicely leads on to this fact, what we've just been talking about. Right. So smart people underestimate themselves. Ignorant people think they're brilliant. It's a cognitive bias called Dunning-Kruger effect, where the highly skilled assume that the things they find easy are also easy for others, and the unskilled are so incompetent they can't recognise their own stupidity. I didn't have a thing off the back of that. So basically people who blow their own trumpets are not as good as that they say they are.
So people who have an inflated ego are actually shit.
Yeah.
Whereas people who are like, oh, I'm awful, are actually brilliant.
Hmm.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, because for me, if I'm being sarcastic, I will say I am a radio genius.
Right.
I'm the best at radio.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I don't think that.
No. Well, that's in the little bit before when I go, oh, and I'm really modest.
Yeah.
That's how you know that I've closed out this with a joke, because I'm like, oh, I'm amazing. I'm hot and sexy and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And super modest, because I still can't take compliments.
Yeah.
I hate them. I really hate it.
The thing is, right, and I'm going to do something about this on Sound Gorillas as a thing for people to listen to.
I mean, because that is the general thing that Sound Gorillas do.
The idea of it.
Things for people to listen to.
Yeah, is that I'm going to do this thing about awkwardness. This like little documentary thing about awkwardness. I've decided I'm going to do it now. And I feel awkward when someone does say something good about me, because I feel like that can't be right.
Right.
Like, you know, with the audio thing, like people say, oh, they like the podcast and I'm really good at the editing on it.
Who has told you that, Johnny? Because they're clearly lying to you.
I know. Well, the thing is, I
hope you're not taking this sort of stuff to heart when I joke about it. Because then I worry.
Well, no, because this is the thing, right? I don't necessarily feel like I've done anything, and like I feel like that with a bit of a hand, other people could learn it, possibly. And if they don't learn it, it doesn't mean that they're stupid or anything. It's just not their thing. I'm along those train of thoughts. Like, I get really awkward when people compliment me on things.
I think that's not necessarily a bad thing. I think it's better to be too modest than be an absolute asshole about stuff.
I mean, even like relationship stuff, and I'm not the best like in relationships, but like when something I do is right or whatever.
You said do.
Again, I feel like I should just take that on as a compliment, and I have to stop myself.
But you don't want to just go, thank you.
I find it hard to say thank you.
Because you don't want it to seem big-headed.
Yeah, but also, I stop myself from saying anything after, if it is a thank you, then I don't say anything else, because I know that I go into this thing of, well, thank you, but actually I'm not that good, or thank you, but, you know, and then I'll try and find a way of putting myself down over it.
Yep.
So yeah, I just shut up now.
Yeah, that's what I found like tricky. When someone likes you and they tell you that, and then they say nice complimentary things about you.
Yeah.
It's really awkward.
Mm.
Cause like, oh, thank you very much. Yeah. Can we talk about literally anything else now, please?
Is the thank you an acceptance of what you have just said? Like,
no,
like,
because by saying thank you, you're literally shutting them down.
Yeah.
You're going, thank you.
This is the other thing as well. I suppose that's why I do the thank you. Like, not necessarily deliberate to shut down, but just because it stops any other possibility of me saying anything or them saying anything. Because if I put myself down, then they try and bring me back up again, and then where am I going with that? Like, what use is that going to do me?
Yeah, we're kind of working on a workaround at the moment of this.
Yeah.
So I won't let people compliment like the way I look and stuff. I will let them compliment kind of the way, like, oh, I like the way your metaphors are quite shit. Like, I will take that, because I accept that that's what they are.
Yeah.
But it's like, oh, if someone tells me I'm attractive, then I'm like, okay, thanks.
Yeah.
And I don't like it. But I'm getting better at it.
I mean, like, I suppose even like going back to podcast stuff as well, I don't know how you've took it, but like when you say something like, oh, I like that this week, it's not that I don't like your compliments and stuff about it. I think it's just like a bit of a, like, I'd be like it with anyone.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be kind of like, oh, good, okay.
Oh, and kind of mate, not, right, yeah. Here's a new bit of the week.
Yeah.
What we'll do is we'll write down compliments that people have given us this week.
Yeah.
And then we will email them to the other person.
Yeah.
And then we will say them to each other. And then that will be our little positivity sharing bit of the week.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds cool.
Not if they're, like, rude.
Like great knockers or something. Like, to me.
Yes. Yeah. Like, those ones, which are not for public sharing.
Yeah.
Can not be shared.
Yeah.
But anything that is suitable.
Indeed.
It's just like a little sharing positivity circle.
If only the positivity circle was appreciated by our listeners.
I mean, to be fair, the listeners are probably the ones giving us those compliments. SpongeBob SquarePants was originally going to be called SpongeBoy, and the show was originally going to be called SpongeBoy Ahoy. But they had to change his name after it turned out that SpongeBoy was the copyrighted name of a mop. Who lives in a pineapple under the sea? SpongeBob Ahoy! SpongeBoy Ahoy! SpongeBoy Ahoy! SpongeBoy Ahoy! SpongeBoy Ahoy!
I don't think it's got the same ring.
He sounds like a superhero.
Yeah.
SpongeBoy Ahoy! Like, he goes around mopping up leaks. That would be a really shit superpower. Ooh, he's got the brain of a man, but the body of a sponge. Okay, I definitely want to make that radio show now. I want to do like a 40s kind of...
A what?
I want to do like a 40s kind of audio drama. Good SpongeBoy Ahoy. About a man with the brain of a man and the body of a sponge. Oh, that's really tickled me, Sponge Boy. It's your go, by the way.
Kanye West wrapped his entire new album to Seth Rogen in the back of a limo just to get his opinion.
Out of those two people, I would rather spend time with Seth Rogen, I think, in all honesty.
Yeah.
I like the idea that Seth Rogen just listened to it all and was like, yeah, man, it's cool.
Do you reckon he'd have felt a bit awkward, though, as in, like...
Totally.
When Christmas carolers come to your door and they sung a song and it's like, oh, that was good. Like, after a first minute or so, you kind of think, where is this going? What am I supposed to look at?
Yeah.
Would it be rude if I, like, looked at my phone a second? What can I do now? So, yeah, I'd imagine it was the same situation.
Any sort of intense... And I imagine, like, Kanye West strikes me as an intense man at the best of times.
I think the pictures of him everywhere show that he is kind of an intense person.
But that kind of one-on-one situation must have been so ridiculous.
Unless he's, like, really close friends with him, and it's like, oh, no, here we go. You know, like, a really good friend that's got this...
Oh, Yeezy, come on.
Yeah, it's like a really good friend who's got really good skills, and you're kind of used to him now, and it's like, oh, yeah, good. Yeah, all right, let's have a listen then. And then he does it, and then he's just sat there going, oh, right, yeah, okay, yeah, that's good.
But what if he'd thought it would have been a bit crap? You can't really tell Kanye West that, you know, it needs work.
Well, not only that, but he's already done the album. What are you supposed to do? What are you supposed
good
to do?
Point.
Sorry, Kanye, the album's not up to scratch.
What are you expecting, Yeezy? Me to leak this on the Pirate Bay?
Yeah, maybe they are friends. So there you go.
During World War II, the British Secret Services created a special edition of Monopoly for prisoners of war held by the Nazis. The games were distributed by fake charity groups created by the Secret Services and contained maps, compasses, real money, and other objects useful for escaping. Genius. Genuinely genius as far as I'm concerned. You know, but I don't know how... Did they, like, make the little iron, like, a little magnet or something? I don't know when they updated or if they updated the little playing pieces. And I'm wondering if, like, the little chance and community chest cards were like, oh, turn left outside the Nazi camp and then turn right and then you're out. I imagine it would not have been that easy to escape a Nazi prisoner of war camp.
No, although that would, like, on a nowadays Monopoly thing, that probably wouldn't be an odd thing because they make them about everything.
Yeah, you can get all the specialist boards, can't you?
Yeah, they made one of Swindon.
I was about to ask, did they do one, a Swindon one?
Yeah, they made one of Swindon and put my old radio station on there, the one that I founded.
That's cool.
I think they put Heart on there as well, or something. The other one, whatever it was called then.
I don't know if they ever did one of Plymouth. I'm assuming they probably did.
There might be one for everywhere.
But I think you can literally make your own ones. So we could have done a University of Gloucestershire radio production one. Nando's would have been on there.
Saturday, day off, go Nando's.
Oh no, Nando's would have been a building you would have had to pick up. Roman Road would have been on there. Your house.
Burger Star.
Basically anywhere that was cheap and cheerful in Cheltenham we went. Is that fact cocked done?
It's cocked, yeah.
All right. I think if you just make it all very snippy, it sounds quite South African.
Let's throw that out the window.
John Grodenberg Enterprises Limited brings you Ruby's Words of Wisdom.
If you don't have enough money to pay your bills, it'll be lucky if your mum or dad or mum and dad deliver parcels, because then you can just help them or just get a normal job. If you're a courier, you probably get 200 parcels and you probably get a lot of pounds for that. I would only buy a phone if you really, really needed one. If you get really posh clothes, well, you already have good clothes, so why don't you just wear those clothes? Just ask your mum or dad or gran for some money or something. Or if they have a job, then you can do your job with your mum or dad. Once my mum spent £30 on a big shop.
So here is the point this week when I realised that I am a grown-up woman who is ready to take on the world.
Yeah.
And be a grown-up.
Yeah.
I went into Ann Summers for the first time this week, actually into a shop, and didn't laugh, which is amazing when you consider what I'm about to tell you. Have you ever been into an Ann Summers shop?
I have, yes.
Oh, okay, just me then.
Well, not just you now, because you've been in one.
Yes! Achievement unlocked! We went in. That's right, guys. I didn't go alone into the shop, because I refused to do that. So you go in and it's like all the kind of underwear and stuff, and then you get to the things that people actually go into that shop for. And we were just having just a general browse, as people are wont to do. A sales assistant comes up and says, "Hi guys, you all right there? If you've got any questions, just give me a shout." And obviously I just said absolutely nothing and slowly turned, you know, a lovely fetching shade of crimson at this point. I've realised why it's so dark in that shop. It's to avoid that. It's to avoid people going, "Please leave me alone. Please stop talking about this to me. Please stop." So kind of kept looking around. Like, it's not a big section, so it didn't take long to get to like the other side of it. And they have some new products which are part of the Morgasm range. So you know if you'd go into like a toy shop, like a children's toy shop?
Yeah.
They would have like things for you to play with and to look at and see how they work.
Hmm.
It's the same in this shop, although obviously you don't test them out properly because that would be disgusting. So what they had was they had this like glass or this plastic cylinder like half full of water and all these kind of things from this range. I just kind of happened to just glance over it because, you know, you don't get a shop where you go in and there's just a thing of water there all the time. And it was only at this point when I realised that I was a changed woman forever. Because the sales assistant came back over and started talking me through them. And I was like, well, this is a bit awkward.
Yeah.
But you know what? We'll roll with it. It's fine. And then she turned it on and she handed me a rabbit. And I was like, what? And then, you know when you shake hands with someone?
Yeah.
I essentially did that with a rabbit vibrator. I just held it for a bit. I was like, I don't really... what am I meant to do in this situation? But the whole point where they were like, yeah, you know, it gives really, really kind of intense vibrations throughout the body. It's meant to, you know, give you the most amazing orgasm you've ever experienced. And my arm was still like buzzing for about an hour and a half afterwards. Like, I kept saying, I was like, I can still feel my arm tingling. It's really weird. So that was an interesting, weird experience. I've never had someone like brandish a sex toy at me.
Yeah.
Ever. And then I was like, I know what you do with it, but what do you do with it in this situation?
Yeah.
It's just like holding it for a bit like, okay, thank you. There you go. Can have it back now. But I will say it did look impressive when you compared it in the water to the non ones from that range.
Yeah.
So if Ann Summers would like to send me any free stuff, feel free. You know how to get in touch. I'm basically just using this podcast to get free sex toys now. I hope that's okay with you.
That's fine. Don't they do like a catalogue or something? Because
a catalogue?
Yeah.
Are you from the 1980s?
No, I'm only saying it because my friend Lorna, and this is, well, I suppose it is going back 10 years ago. My friend Lorna used to be like an agent for them.
Oh, like Ann Summers parties?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they still do that sort of thing.
Yeah. And she had some stuff left over from it. So, like, I think she'd had, like a strap on or something and, hidden in the bathroom.
Hidden in the bathroom?
Yeah. To be fair, she hasn't actually got a big... She didn't have a big house. She had, a flat.
Sorry, how big is this strap on that you had to... Where would you even hide it in a bathroom? I don't understand.
I don't remember. It might have been under the bath.
What?
But, yeah, so what happened
No, sorry. You have to clarify that somehow.
Well, I don't know. It was just there. I think it was just in the bathroom.
Okay.
Like, everyone started trying it on then, and it was kind of weird, and then obviously the lads were trying to bum the other ones. And
right.
Like, jokingly or whatever. But yeah, that was the night that I've told you about the night where I had porridge and was sick everywhere.
Yes.
Yeah. It was that night. Everything was a blur. And I remember it up until I got out of the house and then was sick everywhere. But yeah, also, my friend Rich was telling me about an Anne Summers story, which when he went in with his girlfriend at the time, and it was a similar situation. Like, it was like, oh, is there anything you'd like a hand with or whatever? And I think it was just the other situation of like being awkward with the person. Hey, maybe that's a thing I should put in the documentary. I should get in touch with someone from Anne Summers and ask how they deal with people.
I could never do that job. Like, I don't think I was giving off the vibe that I was... I don't think vibe's the right word to use there at all. I don't think I was giving off the impression that I was being awkward.
Yeah.
I did get a little pat on the back as I left the store, so that was nice. From the person I went in with, not from the sales assistant.
Yeah.
Well done. Congratulations. You made it.
You've made it through a circuit round Anne Summers. Well done. Yeah.
If anyone, any company, reputable company, I don't just want random parcels of sex toys turning up. I don't even know where they'd send them.
I kind of felt like when I went in, because I went in not with Avery, I went like with a previous girlfriend when I was going out with them. I just kind of felt like, because I'd just been in Hawkins Bazaar, so it just kind of felt like it was a similar thing. But I suppose I was probably like 26 or something, so...
Okay. Like, it was one of those where I felt a bit like, this should have been the thing I'd done like a long time ago.
Yeah.
I don't know why I was so apprehensive of it. But I have a horrible feeling like from now onwards, this whole podcast is just going to just descend into horrendous disrepute. You will have realised, like, there's been a graduation between, like, episode 1 and episode 3. There has been a sharp decline in family friendliness.
Well, actually, I'd say that from even series 1.
That's true. But now I'm using this podcast to solicit free sex toys.
We did talk about Pornhub that time in that series 2 and suggest that they send you something, I think.
Did we?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
What were they going to send me?
We were talking about some things because they also had vagina.
I remember now.
Like a Fitbit, but for your cock.
Zoe Fell. She looks like a sexy Minnie Mouse.
Are you from the 1980s?
Anyway, that is the end of our podcast for today. This has probably got to be the longest recording.
But bear in mind, there's like massive silences in the middle.
Thank you for having a listen to our podcast. Tell your friends, because
that's the only way I'll get sex toys.
Yeah,
for free.
I just had a thought. You know, we said about the 30 podcast thing.
The dirty podcast.
The 30 podcasts.
The 30.
Not the dirty podcast.
That's every podcast.
That's good. That's what these ones are going to... This is probably going to be the name of this one.
Oh, no, I thought this was going to be milk testicles.
Oh, yeah.
But you can't call it dirty milk testicles, because that's great. Oh. I'm just thinking there's probably someone that calls their semen dirty milk now, and that's the most disgusting thing I've ever heard. That's the most disgusting thing that's ever come out of my mouth. But, oh, I might actually have to go be sick now. I'm holding my own boobs in comfort. That's how awful that's made me feel.
How would that help?
You didn't need to know that.
No, how would it help?
I don't understand. Sometimes, like, you hug yourself for comfort. And, like, if you've ever watched girls run, sometimes, like, they'll hold their own boobs.
Yeah.
I'm just, like, grasping my own boobs just to try and not think about dirty milk testicles.
Yes. Anyway, thank you for having a listen. That's what I was going to say. The 30 podcasts thing. Because I've gone past 30 now, does that mean my life is going to get better?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Yeah. Okay. I've been Johnny Robinson, and I'll still be Johnny Robinson when the podcast is finished.
And I have been Zoe Fell, and I will be waiting by the door for the postman.
Not necessarily for the postman, but for what the postman's got.
Yeah.
You can go to sleep now. Bye.
Bye. SoundGorillas.co.uk